We're up to Simon Nun Aleph. Dine Tfila min Bar Shamar Ad Yishtava. So this is Psukei de Zimra, Tes Seifim, 2.5 pages. Let's try to do it right now. Okay. Nun Aleph, Aleph. Shulchan Aruch. Omri Bar Shamar Kodem Psukei de Zimra. Vishtabach Lacharem. We know that we have Psukei de Zimra, and it's a sandwich. We have a bracha before and a bracha after. The bracha before Baruch Sha'amar, the bracha after is Yishtabach. Neither one of these brachos is mentioned in the Babylonian Talmud. In Shas Bavli, neither one of these brachos appears. Okay, so let's see Mishabura Sif Katan Aleph. So the Taz brings down from the Razorah, Mishabura is going to bring it down right now, that it comes from Anshei Knesset Agdola, and it fell, there was a petek, a piece of paper fell from heaven with the words of Baruch Sha'amar on it. Let's see. Shebach zetiknuhu Anshei Knesset Agdola. This praise called Baruch Sha'amar was instituted by the Anshei Knesset Agdola. Aide pitka through a petek, a piece of paper, denafa min shmaya, that fell from heaven. Umatu kosubo, and they found Baruch Sha'amar written on it. V'yejbo pei zayin tevos, there are 87 words. V'simano rosho kesem paz. Rosho, the head of Psukei de Zimra, is Kesem Paz. Paz, Oisi Ois, Pei Zayin, 87. Ritzon Olamo, Rosh HaTzvilah, Ubracha, Shal Pei Zayin, Tevos. Al-Kain, Ainli, Grov, Lil Hosef, Al Pei Zayin, Tevos. And therefore, you shouldn't add and shouldn't subtract from these 87 words. V'nochon La'omro, Mu'umar, you should say it standing up. Even a person is bechidus. Va'ochez beis tzitzis shalafana b'shas amir is baruch shamar. La'achar gemar baruch shamar yinashkeim. And she kisses front to tzitzis. Befe, no besego. Befe amo. It's not befi amo. It's befe with a sego. B'tish bochos with a chirik. Okay. So that's the baruch shamar. Now, Yishtabach, so even though Anshei Knesset Agdola instituted all of our tefillah, basically all of our brachos, it's still, and it's all in the Gemara, in Talmud Bavli. Baruch Sha'amar does not appear in Talmud Bavli. Okay, and we'll see, we'll get there. There's halachic ramifications to that. Okay. So the Pri Chodesh points out, like, the bracha does not appear in Shas, we have a general... We sort of have a rule that you're not allowed to make up new brachas after the close. If a bracha doesn't appear in Shas, you're not allowed to make it up, except for the exceptions. We saw last week, Hanosen Layayif Koach does not appear in Shas, it's a machlokas between Ashkenazim and the Sfarzim. We Ashkenazim have a bracha, Hanosen Layayif Koach, that's what we say. Okay, there's an interesting Taz over there, back in Simen Mem Vav. What? Sfarim also say? Okay, Shulchan Aruch is not to say. Okay, so they say this one came from Anshei Knesset Agdola, even though it did not appear in the Gemara. Okay. Sif Beis. Im Siyem Baruch Sha'amar, Kodem She Siyem HaChazon, One Acharav Amen. If you finish Baruch Sha'amar before the Shliach Tzibur, then you're the Chazon finishing the Baruch Sha'amar, so you should answer, you can answer Amen. So this is from the tour, and we see also from the Shulchan Aruch passing this way as well. The Beis Yosef points out, now what's the Chiddush here? This is 2 points, or 3 points. One is that, you know, Baruch Sha'amar is the bracha that precedes Psukei de Zimra. So you might think that you should not answer, you can't interrupt between your Baruch Sha'amar and the Psukei de Zimra. Just like we find the Machlokes about answering between the bracha that comes, Birchas Kriyas Shema, right before Shema, are you or are you not allowed to answer Amen? It's a Machlokes over there, I believe Machaber Ramah. We'll get there. So according to those who say that you can't answer Amen because you'll be interrupting between the bracha and the Shema, so you might say Hu Adin over here, you can't interrupt between the bracha and the Psukei de Zimra. However, the Beis Yosef points out that it could be it's different over here because the Amen that you're saying on the Chazan's bracha, the Amen itself is a Shevach, and that's like a Psukei de Zimra. That's part of the Zimra of Hashem, and therefore it would not be considered an interruption because we're doing Psukei de Zimra, Zmiros to Hashem, and Amen is also a Zemer, and therefore there's a chilek between Psukei de Zimra and Krishma. Okay, now there's a double. There's three ways to finish Baruch Sha'amar vis-a-vis the chazan. I could finish, like over here, I finish before the chazan. So we say you answer amen when the chazan finishes. I can finish simultaneously with the chazan. That doesn't tell us the din here in Shulchan Aruch. Or I can finish after the chazan, which means when the chazan's finishing, I'm in Baruch Sha'amar. And then within Baruch Sha'amar, there are obviously different places that I could be within the Baruch Sha'amar. So that's the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan base. Aval, im lo siyem, lo ya'ane amen. If he didn't get finished his Baruch Sha'amar, you should not answer amen to the Chazan's Baruch Sha'amar. So Baruch Sha'amar is interesting. It doesn't start with Baruch Atah Hashem. The Baruch Atah Hashem, there's two Baruch Atah Hashems, they come later. Yes, sir. They come later. Baruch Sha'amar. So before you get to the Baruch Atah Hashem, so that should be fine. We're talking about after you already started the first bracha of Baruch Sha'amar. Okay, we saw Baruch Sha'amar V'yalam Baruch Hu. Okay. And then only halfway through, we take Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kinu Baruch Ha'ilam, Ha'kei Alo Avrahaman, Hamulal, B'fei Amo, here's the B'fei Amo. And then Baruch Atah Hashem Malach Mulal B'tish Bachol. So you're in the middle of your Baruch Sha'amar, and he finishes Baruch Sha'amar. Yeah, that's the answer, Mishabur. Aval, in lo siyim lo yane almein upashin to dafki misha shetra baruch atah Hashem. To be tchila shvacha ba'almu. So the first half of Baruch Sha'amar, you can answer amen on the bracha of the Sheikh Tzibur. But once the Sheikh Tzibur starts with Baruch atah Hashem b'chinen l'chaylam, I'm sorry, once you start with the bracha of Baruch Sha'amar, then you should not answer. However, calls it dafka the inyan amen shabaruch sha'amar shayishtabach. But that's only the amen that you're not allowed to answer after the first Baruch Atah Hashem in Baruch Sha'amar is only an amen on Baruch Sha'amar or Yishtabach if you're really late. Aval shar amenim masig amagrom sifkatan gimel demutri lanos. I feel the beemter berachas Baruch Sha'amar or Yishtabach. Why? Kevin shlohutzko bracha zubu gemara. Since this bracha is not mentioned in Talmud Bavli, and therefore the bracha is somewhat a lower level. So you can interrupt this bracha for a regular amen, but not an amen on this bracha, because an amen on this bracha is on a lower level, because the bracha itself is on a lower level, because the bracha does not appear in the Gemara. But if you're after the second Baruch Atah Hashem, so it's just Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech Mula B'tish B'chos. There's no room there for interruption. So if you're going to answer after Baruch Atah Hashem, the second one, so then your mom is destroying the bracha. So that you're not allowed to answer over there anything. But after the first one, as long as you said more than Baruch Atah Hashem, you're in the middle of the bracha. You've already said Me'inyan HaBracha, so then you can answer Amen, but not an Amen to Baruch Sha'amar or Yishtabach, because that's a lower level Amen, but a regular Amen. Yishtabach Sifkatan Gimel. Okay, so the Mechaber tells us if I finish before the Sheikh Tzibur. And now the Mishabur Sif Kotlin Beis told us if I finish after the Sheikh Tzibur. Now we're going to discuss finishing simultaneously with the Sheikh Tzibur. Sif Kotlin Gimel. Aval. In Siyem Ima Chazim Bavas Achaz, Lo Yane Amen. Dinir Ka'one Amen Acher Bechosav, Te Karmelon, Dare Ze Meguna. Okay, so let's. Before we finish off this Mishnah, remind me I want this Mishnah Berurah. I want to do another couple of Sifim in the Shulchan Aruch. Give us a greater appreciation for this Mishnah Berurah. Okay, so we did Aleph, we did Beis. Gimel. Achar Yishtabach Yochel Lanos Amen Achar Birkas Atzmo. Okay, that's what we need to do. Okay, the Mechaber says, after you say Yishtabach, you answer Amen to your own bracha. It says Rama over here in parentheses. Ein Lekaman Simen Reish Tes Vav Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hey. The Shamnis Bar Bagod, the Minageinu Shalom, Lanos Amen. So the Gemara in Brachas Mem Hayam Abayis, beginning of the seventh parak. The Gemara brings down a steer. It's two brises. One brise says, if you answer Amen after your own bracha, it's Mishubach, it's praiseworthy. The other brise says, if you answer Amen after your own brachas, it's Maguna, it's a disgrace. So it's a contradiction. So it's Gemara, Lokashas, no problem. Ha b'shar brachos, ha b'bonei Yerushalayim. So the context of the seventh parak Shlosha She'achlu. The context over there is Birkas Hamazon and Zimun. Okay, so there it says no contradiction. After bonei Baruchem Yerushalayim, we say Amen after our own bracha, and by shar brachos we don't. So now the question, what does that Gemara mean? Does that Gemara mean only, there's only one bracha, and only one bracha of all the mea brachos a person will say throughout the day? There's only one bracha you'll answer amen to? Or no? Bonei bracha Yerushalayim, amen, is an example of a type of bracha that you'll answer amen to, but it's not the only one. There are others. Okay? So that's a big machalkas Rishonim, and it's a machalkas Mechaber Ramah, Ashkenazim, Sfardim. So we Ashkenazim know there is no other bracha that we answer amen to, of our own bracha. Only Bonei bracha Yerushalayim, amen. We pass in like the Rishonim, Tosfos, who says it's only, is this bracha and only this bracha, period. And the Mechaber holds that, like the Rishonim, who said that no, it's an example. What's an example of? It's an example of brachos, of the end of a set of brachos. So whenever you have a Bonei bracha Yerushalayim amen, it's the end of a set. Why? It's the end of the Doraisa brachos of benching, then the fourth bracha Tov Emetiv is Durabanim. So says the Mechaber, built off of the Rishonim, that Hu Adin, whenever you have a set of brachos, and the set seems to be two, you would answer, I mean, after your own bracha at the end of the set. And there's four examples. There's benching, there's three brachos, there's Tsurkei Dezimra, after Yishtabach, that's what the Shulchan Aruch tells us over here. It's a set of two brachos, it's the end of Tsurkei Dezimra, you answer, I mean, after your own bracha. That's what the Mechaber tells, says Sfardim should do. Hallel has a bracha beginning and end, so that would be the end of a set. And Birchos Kriya Shema at night. Birchos Kriya Shema Shomer Amo Yisrael Lo Ad Amen. Birchos Kriya Shema at night. Not in the morning you can't, because you have to be Somer Gula Tefillah. And we also Somer Gula Tefillah, but it's not as intense. It's not as in a very different way. Okay. Good. So now with that background, we can go back to Sif Beis Sif Katan Gimel. Now, he finishes the Baruch Sha'amar Bracha with the Chazan. So as a general rule, okay, Ashkenazim, again, there's only one Bracha, that's by benching, that you'll answer Amen after your own Bracha. Sfaradim have four Brachos that they will answer Amen after their own Bracha. But all the other Brachos that we have in the book, one is not Ashkenazim, not Sfaradim, you're not allowed to answer Amen after your own Bracha. What if I'm making a Bracha, my friend is making a Bracha, and we end at the same time? Can I answer Amen after your Bracha? So it depends. If we're saying different brachos, then I can. For some reason, it doesn't look like I'm saying answer amen after my bracha. It looks like I'm saying amen after your bracha. That's okay. If we're ending two different brachos. But if we're ending the same bracha, then I can't answer amen, because it looks like I'm answering amen after my own bracha. And therefore, the Mishabura tells us here in Sif Katan Gimel, if you finish Baruch Sha'amar with the Chazin, don't answer Amen. Because it looks like you're answering Amen after your own Baruch Sha'amar, and the Gemara tells us that that is Maguna, that is a disgrace. Now the Mishabura tells us there's four exceptions to this rule. What are the four exceptions? That means the four brachos that Sfaradim will answer Amen after their own bracha, we Ashkenazim will not answer Amen. But if we're finishing the bracha at the same time as our friend, or as the Shliach Tzibor, or as the Mezamein, then you will answer Amen. So the nafkamina of the psak for the Sfaradim of four brachas, where they answer Amen after their own bracha, is relevant to Ashkenazim as well. Even though we don't answer Amen after those brachas, but we would if we were to finish that bracha with our friend or with the Chazan finishing the same bracha, there you could answer Amen, because these brachas are different. So that's what's spelled out now in Sif Gimel. Let's see that inside. Hu adin b'kol ha-brachas adin kein. Second line of Sif Katan Gimel. Leva b'yishtabach. Okay. Like we just saw in Sif Gimel over here. Yehalelucha achar halel. O achar shomer amo Yisrael lo'ad. Those three. And we have, of course, Bonei Yerushalayim, which anyway we answer me. Im siyein b'shode im ashat, o im adam acher, o ne amen. Here, even Ashkenazi Jew is going to answer amen. Why? The harbei poskim sfirlu debeze, o ne afil achar brechas ha'atzmo. Because a lot of poskim hold that you would answer amen after your own bracha. V'av da'anan, even though we Ashkenazim lo nehigin hochi, we don't do this. K'mo shekasa b'sim reish tezvav, we only do that by benching mikom akum. V'chi agav nevada yesh lismoch al zeh. Okay, so therefore you can rely on this if you finish the bracha with the chazan or with your friend, then you can answer amen. And now this is assuming you're answering the same, you're finishing the same bracha. V'imsim hu bracha achas, is a bracha shetia, v'shatz bracha acheres, muter la'anos, amen. So this, the whole problem only arises when we're finishing the same bracha. But if it's two different brachas, then you can always answer amen, because then it doesn't look like you're answering amen after your own bracha. You can answer amen after the chazan. Alright, so we said, V'lave hefzik, bein abrocha la'adavar, depsuge, de zimmer, shevachu, v'amein, shevachu, ke'ein zimmer, v'lave hefzik. It's not hefzik because answering amen is a type of zemer, a type of shevach, and it fits into what psuke de zimmer is supposed to be, and therefore it's not considered an interruption. But, imsach dvarim betelin, bein baruch sha'amar lahodu, in the middle of, between baruch sha'amar and psuke de zimmer, you have an interruption, go metz, so that could be hefsek, and you have to repeat the bracha. Even one word. It says even you shouldn't even be quiet. Meaning it's the bracha is going. I'm sukkah dezimra. You should go right into sukkah dezimra without any pause or interruption. Okay, sif dalid. Tzarich lizaher milahafsik b'dibor mishiyatcha baruch sha'amar ad sof shmona esrei. One is not allowed to speak from baruch sha'amar until after shmona esrei, and the Mishnah points out until after tachnun, if it's a day where we say tachnun. Why? Baruch sha'amar and yishtabach is a unit, so it doesn't mean how to talk. Between yishtabach, brachos kriya shema, you know how to talk. He has to isomech gulu tefila, you know how to talk. Shmona esrei, you know how to talk. If you speak between Shmona Esrei and Tachnun, you severely limit the power of your Tachnun, as brought down with the Gemara. And what's left is between Psukei Dezimra, like after Yishtabach, and Baruch, the beginning of Birchas Kriya Shema, and that's the Yerushalmi. So the Yishtabach does not appear in Talmud Bavli, but it does appear in Talmud Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, if you speak between Yishtabach and Birchas Kriya Shema, so then, that he has sinned, and it's enough of a sin that he would not go out to war because he's not guaranteed protection, because he's not totally righteous. There is an exception, and that is, we'll get there in the coming Simon, in the Lidvar Mitzvah, one is allowed to speak between Yishtabach and Baruch, Lidvar Mitzvah, but other than that, one is not allowed to speak. And with him, Sukkah Dezimra, one's not allowed to speak even for a Dvar Mitzvah. Shira Malos. And what?
Shira Malos. Not according to the Gemara.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Shira Malos.
Oh, in Aseret Tzumei Tshuva, there's a minhag to say Shira Malos, and the Gemara is not to say it. And that's why in Eretz Yisrael they say it afterwards.
There you go.
Okay. Anyway, yeah. All right. So again, sit down. Tzarech lizeher milahafsik b'dibro. You know how to speak. Mishiyat rabar shomer ad sof shmon esrei. You know how to talk during davening. La'afilu tzarech mitzvah in the daber ben baruch shomer liyishtabach. Even the tzarech mitzvah. Okay, then the Mishnah Berurah gets into some. Okay, let's see. Okay, Mishnah Berurah got on Zion. The second line, kishitzarach lahafsik mimnei eiz haonis. If a person is some sort of super duper extenuating circumstances and has to speak in psukei dezimra, tzarich lomar kodem sheyedar be'elo apsukim. He should say the paragraph of Baruch Hashem leolam amein v'amein until vayivarach tov. That whole paragraph he should say before and after. Ukishechozi lahatzim makom shapatzim gemar gankin el apsukim davi kama bracha lifnei malach reim. That will sort of function as a bracha before and after, I don't know, somehow that, again, not l'chatzchila, but only b'shas adcha gadol, if a person has to speak, so then he should say this, Baruch Hashem l'olam, amen v'amen, before he speaks, and after he speaks, and then continue with the psukei dezimra. In extenuating circumstances. V'afilu baruch baruch shemo, asur lomar. During psukei dezimra, you're not allowed to say, you're not allowed to answer, baruch baruch shemo. Why? Because baruch baruch shemo is not appearing in the Gemara. But one would be allowed to answer amen in the middle of Psukei Dezimra on any bracha, if it's a place where Sola Kinyana, not in the middle of whatever you have to, it doesn't have to be a pasuk necessarily, has to be a place where there's a break. A person went to the bathroom in the middle of Psukei Dezimra, you can say Ashiyatza. V'chein lanos modim derabanan. V'chein lanos kriyashma imatzibor. A person has to say kriyashma with the tzibor. If they start saying kriyashma, he's allowed to say kriyashma in the middle of Sukkot the Zimmer, the first pasuk, just so he shouldn't look like everyone's being makabel ol molcho shemayim, and he's not interested. U'mikol shekein demutu lahafsik for kaddish, kedusha, and barcho. Mishnah Yosef Katan Yud talks about if he's afraid he's going to miss something on Kriya Shema, for sure he could say, or he missed Berachas HaTorah, if he's sure he could say Berachas HaTorah, and Kriya Shema in the middle of Sukkot the Zimra, if he's going to miss. And Mishnah Yosef Katan Yud Aleph points out what we just said, Ben Yishtavach Liyotu L'Dvar Mitzvah Yivur Sov Simin Nundalad Yish Matirin. Okay, we'll get there. Okay, Sif Hey. So now we're comparing the Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, I believe, in Brachos talks about when you're allowed to interrupt in Berachos Kriya Shema. Nowadays it's all theoretical, it's not practical, we're not allowed to talk in davening, we're not allowed to ask someone how they're doing, we're not allowed to respond when someone asks us how we're doing, but what it says over there, Berachos Kriya Shema is applied here as well. So Bein HaMizmorim HaElu, between them is Morim, Shalom, Me'akavod, Umeishiv, Shalom, Mechaladim. You're allowed to ask someone how they're doing if it's a person that you're chayev to respect, and you can answer anybody who comes over to talk to you. Again, this is La Lamaisa. That's what Mishnah Berurah says, Sifkat in your bays. Same thing by Hilchas Kriya Shema, Kayom, Einan, Regin, Lishol, Mishalom, Vesekneser, Beset, Fila, Chalila, Lishol, Olahashiv, Lo, Bein, Aprakim, the Kriya Shema, Lo, Besuke, the Zimra. We do not greet people, we don't respond to people in the middle of davening. That's not the time. Not the time and not the place. So, Bein HaMizmor Me'elu Show Up Ne'e Kamer Yishiv Shom Mechol Adam U'Be'emt HaMizmor Show Up Ne'e Yira U'Meishiv Mipnei HaKovim. Okay, Lo L'Maiser. Vav. Tzorech L'Hafsik Bein Elilim U'Bein V'Hashem Shomayim Oso. Okay, we have at the end of the first thing of Pesukei D'Zimra. Ki kol Elohei ha'amim elilim v'adonoi shemayim also. So here it says, kan tzarich lafzik. After the elilim, it shouldn't be elilim v'Hashem shemayim asa. Hashem and the idols made the shemayim. So you have to interrupt between elilim and Hashem. Okay, and here they point out, okay, right there. That's Vav. Zion. Tzorech l'chavein b'posek poseach esya decha. We have one of the highlights. The highlight of Pesukei D'Zimra is Ashrei, and the highlight of Ashrei is the posek of poseach esya decha, how Hashem sustains all living creatures. So that's a very important posek. Tzorech l'chavein b'posek poseach esya decha. V'im lo kivein, a person did not have kavanah when he said that posek. Tzorech l'achzor lomro, go back and say it, pamacheres. Go back and say it again. Again, Mishmur Sif Kotan Tazvot tells us, because that is the ikar of Ashrei. It was that pasuk that led Chazal to institute the recitation of Ashrei three times a day. Mishmur Sif Kotan Tazayin, if you go back and finish and say it again, you don't just say that pasuk, you have to say it from Posecha Sedecha until the end of Ashrei. And he says, if you remember later, you had no kavanah, you could say it after davening as well. Even though in general we have a rule, like but we'll see by Shmon Esrei, you don't go back because we have no kavanah the first time, and we also have no kavanah the second time, or the third time, or the fourth time, but here it's only one pasuk, so we would go back. A person can't have kavanah for this one pasuk. Hagah, v'omrim pasuk v'anachnu nevarech ka, achat tila l'david. So the Ashrei, Ashrei is not really part of Ashrei. Ashrei really starts in Tehillim, tila l'david, and the last v'anachnu nevarech ka is also not part of that capital. It's added on. Okay, so that you will have one halleluka after another, after another, after another, after another. That's one of the reasons brought down. The kofin pasuk kohan neshama tahalel ka. We say that twice. The fishu sof pesukei d'zimra, because that's on some level the end of pesukei d'zimra, even though our pesukei d'zimra continues. But the ikar pesukei d'zimra is Ashrei and the five halalukas. The chayim pasuk Hashem yimloch l'olam vo'ed is also repeated because that became the end of Pesukei D'Zimra. Ukishemagia le We don't bow there because they come in Siman Kuf Shigimel. We don't add to the bows that Chazal told us to bow. V'nagu la'amod kishomri baruch she'amar v'yivarach David and yishtabach. Good. Ches. Ein omri mazmiris b'merutza ki menachas. One should not run through Pesukah Dezimra. One should say it calmly and slowly. Mishabura says like he's counting money. Test. Mizmah l'sol d'yeshlamah b'nigina. One should say Mizmah l'sol d'yeshlamah with a tune. Shekol ha-shiros ha-sidos li-batel. All the shiros will be batel on some level, whatever that means. Chutz mi-mizmah l'sol d'yeshlamah. Mizmah l'sol d'yeshlamah has a special place that will never be batel. If you look at Moshe David Weissman's disc, you will see he has a tune for Mizmah Soda. He writes in the beginning that his son asked him to compose a tune for Mizmah Soda as it appears in Shulchan Aruch, and that's what he did. Okay, the ain't only Mizmah Soda b'Shabbos. So Mizmah Soda is connected to Korban Toda, and there's no Korban Toda is not a mandatory offering, and therefore it's not brought on Shabbos and Yontif. So we don't say Mizmah Soda on Shabbos and Yontif. Or on Pesach, because it has chametz, she ain't told the kriva behem, mishum chametz, lo be'er Pesach, because you're limiting the time you can do it, lo be'er Yom Kippur, because you're limiting the time you can eat the korban, v'chein nagu, b'mdina, se'elu.